how to send your kids to college, part one. Number one factor in the cost of college is the choice of schools. As of 2018, national average for a community college, which you do for the first 2 years, was $3,500 a year. In-state public college is $10,000 a year, out-of-state is $24,000, and private colleges is $35,000 a year. So if you do 2 years of community college and then 2 years in-state public college, you could be looking at around $27,000 total versus like $150,000 if you go out-of-state private. And room and board is like $10,000 a year, plus you have to add in a cushion for books and other things. Other options would be 17 states offer a college promise program, so you'd have to look into whether New York covers that. Secondly, look into modernstates.org, which is a program where your freshman year is free. Modernstates.org. And then the third option could be a trade school. If there's some specific trade, you know, electrician, plumber, whatever, then that's way cheaper. The three ways to finance college. Number one, cash flow. Make sure that your own, if you're going to contribute to your own kid's college, make sure that it doesn't throw your own cash flow off. You don't want to jeopardize your retirement, for example, to pay for college, and then they have to support you later in life. It just doesn't make sense. You can get a degree without having to do all that. If you do want to contribute to your kid's college, there's two main ways to do that. One is an ESA, an educational savings account, which you can only contribute $2,000 per year, but you can invest in whatever you want and you can change those allocations as many times as you want. Second way is a 529, which you can contribute up to $14,000 per year, but there's only predefined portfolios that you can invest in, and you can only change those allocations a couple times a year. Also, other things like UTMA, which is like a general transfer to your kid if you're not sure he's going to college, and you could also do a Roth IRA, which the kid will pay tax on when he takes it out, but he won't pay on the growth. And if your kid wants to contribute before college by working, it's a great idea, or even during college by working. A lot of colleges have work-study programs, and having a job during college actually raises GPA on average and makes them more marketable later because they already have work experience. That's up to 35 minutes in the audio. AnthonyO'Neill.com/scholarships is a great resource for kids to start applying for scholarships, which they should start doing as early as ninth grade. And even when they're in college, people drop off, and that leaves more money than when they all started. There's also www.2.ed.gov, which is state grants. Your kid should be doing research as a part-time job. They'll make a lot more money than just working for cash, because they'll get some scholarships. Despite all the many no's, every no brings you closer to a yes. Kids should also do practice SATs when given the opportunity, and join the National Honor Society if possible. You should also submit the FAFSA. I can't tell if she's saying FAFSA or FATSA. I think FAFSA form every year, which tells what you're maybe eligible for, and there's no income limit. You can fill it out every year and do it as early as possible because it goes on a first come first serve basis. That's while your kid's in college. Grades in freshman year and senior year do count, even though they don't count as much. They still count. And the top three keys to applying for scholarships is, one, start small. Like, start with local, low dollar amount scholarships and grants from businesses and community organizations and everything else, anything else that's local. Because there are far fewer applicants, and you know, they give your kid a glimpse of how it works and how to get them, and the dollar amounts add up as well. Second key is to apply early, because a lot of them are on first serve basis. And three is have someone, an English teacher or a writing pro or someone, look carefully at that first essay, because you can repurpose it. So get that one right. But then, going forward, make sure the kid reads the directions to tweak the essay according to the guidelines for each new scholarship. Also, when it comes to SATs, it's good to go to a score boosting program or hire a tutor to get that score up, not in a high pressure way, but just to get it up if possible.